All right, and I'm going to fly right into it. Trigger warning. That's how it goes with this program. Regular listener, you know. Person tuning in for the first time, you know now. Overpassing the show opener, there will be no Nina Turner. There will be no Ice Cube. There will be no Higher Learning. There will be no Bone Thugs. My Way. There will be no Rage Against the Machine. Even though all that audio works with the program incredibly well, we have overloaded show notes.
Whew. I feel like overloaded is an understatement.
Yes, the show notes for this episode, March 7th, 2018. Very heavy, very heavily loaded. Let's just take a look at a little bit of it here. An accused killer who targeted white victims is now charged. What is that? Is that a black person?
Yep.
And wait, let me take a closer look.
Yeah.
And why did you pick this story?
Oh, just because I was observing the coverage, the way he's being framed is there's no, he was a Boy Scout. There's no, he was a mama's boy. There's no, he was mentally ill and we should consider that. This is just straight up, he's fucking evil and racist and killing white people. And we need to do something. You know, as usual, typical media representation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, see, notice the way that they're framing it. They're talking about the bodies of the victims and they're giving little stories about the victims. Not what they do when white people kill black people.
They're not victims, though.
Hmm.
Where were they?
In a park, I think.
That says Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
That doesn't say Britain. That doesn't say England. That shit doesn't even say Scotland. Like, they're not in Europe. You don't want to die, go back to Europe. Go home. Anything that happens to you outside of Europe is your fault. Go home. All right, so that's a good story, good story. We covered that one. Hot shit. Yeah. What is this? Sex workers are not collateral. Is that an article or a think piece? Is that news or?
I think it's written as a think piece. I'll just do the actual news part. Right now they're trying to pass a law called FOSTA and another one called SESTA. And the idea behind these laws is to limit human sex trafficking. But the way the law is written, anybody who helps facilitate sex work or prostitution can be charged as a trafficker. And the way the law is written is so ambiguous that hypothetically, if there was, like, I don't know, a private group space somewhere of sex workers on social media, and they shared around the name of a client who was an abusive rapist, everyone who participates in that thread can now be charged with conspiring to commit prostitution or aiding and abetting prostitution and basically catch felony charges. So that's going to make sex trafficking victims really, really safe, not being able to identify dangerous people and clients and run background checks on clients.
They have any did you see any politicians' names when you read the article?
Oh.
Democrats?
Several Democrats.
All right, well.
It's actually a bipartisan. It's legitimately a bipartisan bill.
All right, everybody, vote Jill Stein again. Write her name in. Fuck it. Like, why? Same party. They're the same fucking. If you're oppressed, they're the same party. If you're not oppressed, you're like, whoa, they're totally different, man.
Yeah. And, you know, and that was the thing, too, is also actual people who were victims of sex trafficking also spoke up and said, but we can't communicate with other people. We can't, you know, get ways out because now we can't talk about what we do online. And of course, this is like a further continuation of Kamala Harris, Democrat, campaign against Backpage, in which she, you know, got Backpage shut down. And now they're going to target every site. So if you post an ad on Facebook or Craigslist or anywhere offering sexual services, you will be charged even if you weren't trafficked. Even if you're representing yourself, you can now catch stricter charges. If you talk about dangerous clients, if you give tips or say, you know, this area is unsafe or police are having a raid, Those are all things you can now catch cases for, because that's going to protect sex trafficking victims, obviously. Yeah. Yay!
Yeah, really just, and what it's really doing is cracking down on independent proletariat that control their own means of production.
Yeah.
Is what the actual crackdown is on.
Let's see. Mitch McConnell supports it. Chuck Schumer supports it. Claire McCaskill supports it.
Claire McCaskill. Now remember, why is Claire McCaskill in office? Because all she had to do was not be Todd Akin that year. That was it. Like, she was basically, like, Todd Akin's was, his name was the one that was in the news because he was the guy who said, if it's a legitimate rape, everyone remembers that, legitimate rape, so all Claire McCaskill had to do was be the Democrat. That's it.
Yep.
And that's why Claire McCaskill is fucking horrible. All right? And I know there's someone who's like, well, what, you think Todd Akin was better? And it's like, well, welcome to the straw man, folks.
right.
Yeah, no, like, both garbage.
Yeah, I didn't say Todd Akin was better. I said I deserve better. Ha, huh. How about that? Also, let's see, Ann Wagner, Representative Maloney, I don't know where they're from, Heitkamp, Feinstein.
Heidi Heitkamp.
Yes. Or no, Senator Heit. Oh.
That's not Heidi Heitkamp?
It might be. Feinstein. It is Heidi Heitkamp, North Dakota.
Yeah.
Oh, large indigenous population. This will be fantastic for the women. Feinstein, Kamala Harris, Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren.
Wait, Kirsten Gillibrand?
Yes.
But Kirsten Gillibrand is a friend of those that are against rape culture because she pretended to oppose the military during a, 2012? Yeah. What was that? 2000? I think that shit was 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that was just a good media year. I mean, it was the Obama-Romney year. Good media year to play that game. And also, and who was with that shit too? Probable rapist, definite. Actually, you know what? Not probable rapist. Al Franken's definitely a rapist. I'm okay with saying that. like the shit that I read about that nigga doing, it's like the only reason why it's just a rape victim hasn't come forward yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let's see. Portman, senator from Ohio. Oh, John McCain. Cornyn, Republican from Texas, which is the thing. When you are siding with lifelong Republicans, I'm not saying they're always wrong, but you should really, really take a minute and think about if they're right.
Now, you can't call them the Uniparty. They're very different.
They're very different.
Like, one of them has gay friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're called the Log Cabin Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Blumenthal from Connecticut. Yeah, fucking everybody fucking voted for this shit. Yeah. So, congratulations, everybody who's cheering it on. You're going to get sex workers killed, and trafficking victims are going to go further underground. So, I hope you're happy with yourself.
But people that aren't enthusiastic are the bad ones.
Yes.
They are is the bad be ones. Very bad.
We are very bad.
White man wielding a machete, jailed for hundering Jacksonville fire crews. White man who got the job of cop, rapes and kidnaps. Woman arrested for criticizing a cop ex-husband on Facebook.
And, yeah, that's a fun story.
And let me just get the rest of that headline. And now she's countersuing. All right, and white man arrested for attacking woman with a chainsaw. White man arrested after car chase involving possible white nationalist and activist. Something coming off of a right wing watch. Health Ranger Mike Adams tells you what real diversity looks like. I found that interesting. He's a newer cat that fills in for Alex Jones when he's out of town or can't make it to the microphone for that episode. Hmm. A naked white man arrested while walking in Alito Field. Remember, I think it was 4 years ago, 3 years and a few months ago, a naked black man shot by cops because he's holding a gun somewhere.
Yep.
David Swinyar, Kernan Middle School, Jacksonville teacher, used racial slur in the classroom. A quote from a white woman attacking a black man. Quote from a white woman attacking a black man. Quote from a white woman. White woman. White woman. White woman. Quote. I'm white. I can kill you. And nothing will happen, as she hit him in the head with a beer bottle. White woman.
You know the fun thing about that story? Mm. It took place in España, in Spain. So if Europeans could kindly shut the fuck up about anti-blackness is an American problem. No, it's a fucking global problem, and you caused it.
It's just New Britain, that's all. PA is Pennsylvania. Okay. White man arrested with portable meth lab in his vehicle. Yeah, that's just so normal. Being a person that lived in Spanaway as a child, I'm like, meth lab? That's what white people are supposed to do. I literally just grew up around white people doing meth, and I just, I don't know. I see white people with meth, like, with Marlboros. Like, they probably have consumed more meth than Marlboros over the past 2.5 decades. White man arrested for threatening to blow up the Hagerstown office building. Da-da-da-da-da. White woman. The district attorney said that a neighbor yelled a racial slur at black children, could be headed to jail. White woman. A Mesa white man, arrested for pointing a gun at vehicles on the freeway. What's the date stamp on that? Their ABC 15 Arizona just started auto-playing.
Oh, it was today. The story was originally posted today.
Posted today and updated 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
So, white man just pointing guns at cars on the freeway.
Yeah.
And fucking white man, Georgia white man arrested for biting children.
What the fuck?
You check the date stamp on that. Sometimes you gotta bite them kids. I mean, maybe the kids were rappers. He couldn't come up with his own style, and he's just biting children.
Hmm.
Come up with your own style. You're a whack MC. I did not know that Vanilla Ice made a music video during that point in time that he had white locks in his head.
Oh, I did not know that either.
Yeah, a page on YouTube, Cycle Realm. They post a lot of fucking 90s rap videos, and they posted that shit today, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh, man.
Mm.
Come on, Robert Van Winkle, how dare. That's his real name, folks. It's amusing. Yeah. Ohio white father arrested after a 3-month-old found dead in his on his closet shelf. All right. That's where you put that. Just, I don't know, right next to the gun. Fucking, I almost said Abby Larson. No, that's just who posted the show note. South Carolina white man accused of wanting to eat child is freed on bond. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's put that guy back on the streets.
Huh.
That's the guy.
That's the guy.
You want that guy out there. This fucking...
It's a very nice alt-right haircut, too.
Yeah, it kind of looks like some sort of urbanized, fucked up John Goodman looking motherfucker. Mm. All right, that's outstanding. Overloaded show notes. Hell no, we won't be doing all these stories in-depthified.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely always check out these stories. Trans woman and housemate. And this is just as it's reported. Trans woman and housemate, both of them found murdered in New Mexico. And Zachariah Fry, 28-year-old individual, and Eugene Carroll Ray, 70-year-old individual, she rented a room from that individual in Albuquerque. They'd been reported missing since January 18th, which was reported by the Albuquerque Journal, and their bodies were found February 19th, stuffed into trash containers in a small town of Stanley, NM. Is that
New Mexico?
Can't think. That's not that many letters to type out. Both had died of blunt force trauma to the head and face. Albuquerque police on Tuesday arrested Charles Anthony Spice, a 27-year-old individual who was also known by the name James Knight. And he was charged Wednesday with the murder of both Fry and Ray, along with a charge tampering with evidence, according to the Albuquerque Journal. White woman was harassing an Asian couple, like specifically where their lineage, if you will, is from, was not noted. And there isn't really much of an article there. It's a website called Next Shark that posted quotes from a video that the woman cisgender woman assumed started recording as the white woman was harassing them. Mm-hmm. White woman in Long Beach. Mm. Doggy doggy dog. Fucking. This one, actually not an article, more of a, like a op-ed style sort of, piece. And it's, a letter to Parliament, everyone's talking about us, but not with us, written by a, sex worker named Jita November, who has been a sex worker for 19 years. And, and was recently interviewed in the Daily Maverick, news outlet. There's a lot going on. Ooh,
that is a lot of stories.
Yeah. It's a fucking fuck stack. Mm. A giant fuck stack. All right. Let's see. Man arrested for attacking woman with chainsaw. I think we did a fine job of reminding people that white women are white supremacists, too.
Yeah.
You know, because I think we mentioned in the most recent episode where we had a disagreement on if that who's that little fuckface, that white
Vicky?
Yeah, the free Vicky, and you were like
Art Resco,
and the way I said I still think that the wording is very good, right? I am a black man. And I have a white relationship with white women.
Yeah.
Or a black relationship with white women. Something like that. Like, basically, and it's because they're white, it's an inherently abusive relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sociologically an abusive relationship.
Only on 13's Live at 5.
Florida woman is in the hospital this morning after being attacked by a man with a chainsaw. Police near Boca Raton say the man was hiding behind some bushes. When the woman in her 60s walked by yesterday morning, he apparently jumped out, pushed her to the ground, and then attacked her with a chainsaw.
No relation between these two individuals. This was just a random attack on this lady.
Hmm. Well, after the attack, several people got out of their cars and tried to help that woman. She suffered serious injuries to her chest and hands, but is expected to survive. Her attacker, seen there, is now in custody. The 20-year-old man is facing several charges, including attempted first-degree murder.
And the picture that they have of him is actually him holding the dadgummit chainsaw.
Yeah, also, he looks like, very blue collar. Like, he's in some sort of work uniform. Like, maybe he's a landscaper or something.
Yeah, I did not see, like, a company logo. Let me see if I can see a company logo there. Oh, yeah, there's no video for this one. No Facebook Live video for this particular episode of The Wine Cellar.
Yeah, I'm just noticing he has on, like, the work boots, he has on the work pants, he has a shirt from whatever business it is, holding the chainsaw, and he's standing in front of a truck. So, yeah. It's always a little bit more scary when somebody who attacks you is, like, physically in shape. You know what I mean? Huh. Like, it's a little scarier. Like, he's not just some, you know, random, like, super scrawny or, you know, really flabby person who doesn't have a lot of muscle. This is somebody who wields a chainsaw for a living, and they're attacking you with said chainsaw.
Yeah. And, you know, and by, like, in shape, like, there's a certain type of blue collar in shape, right? Because, like, now I'm looking at the image and, like, forearms, right? Because, like, particularly, like, blue collar in shape, forearms matter more than biceps.
Yep.
And kind of sharp about the shoulders. Not broad shoulders, just sharp shoulders. You know, so, yeah, he doesn't need a whole bunch of pectoral muscle or like triceps. He doesn't need abdominal muscles. Mm-hmm. You need your fucking forearms for that short lifting and your shoulders for that long lifting.
Yeah, like, you can look at him and be like, yeah, he's lifted up that chainsaw a lot.
Yeah, and all you can see is just the GMC on the front of the truck. No company logo, and his shirt is not...
Like, they blurred that out on purpose.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe, like, the patches that would have the company logo or company name.
Yeah, because actually now looking at the picture in general, like, I can see the THL on the chainsaw just fine.
Right.
And, like, with whatever quality camera this is, like, the blades of grass are very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stuff is real clear, but suddenly his name tag is fucking not.
Yep. Uh-huh. Must be nice to be white.
Ah, damn. Or to be in the ownership class. They basically protected the business owner.
Mm.
Because fucking... Like, what kind of background checks are you doing on your employees and then you're sending these dangerous people out into these fucking areas?
Mm.
So they're protecting that fucking business. Ownership class gets protected again.
I think you mean job creators.
Job creators?
Yeah.
I don't know. I heard a person that, TED Talks are such a privilege fest, but fucking... Somebody was doing a TED Talk, was like, I used to be a capitalist, and I gotta tell you, it's the market that creates the jobs, not us.
Yeah, well.
All right, middle school, David Swinwar, middle school. Skibby flippy jibbity dibbity bobbidoo. All right, so a teacher in Jacksonville. Allegedly used a racial slur during a conversation with students, according to an investigative report. And there's actually a tweet from Cole at Injax, must be one of the journalists there. Mm-hmm. We should see if we can get one of the motherfuckers on the show. Shit, we have more followers than them. DCPS approved last night, recommended a 10-day suspension of a local teacher without pay. The teacher is David Swinwar, accused of using the N-word with his students. He also allegedly said to students, quote, you should not be dating all these different African-American boys because they are not worth it. End quote. Mr. Swinwar was also accused of demeaning students by calling them idiots last October.
Huh? I just want to know if that was white students who were like, we also... were damaged. He called us idiots. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he called you a nigger, but he called me an idiot.
Last October.
I too have suffered at the hands of David Swinwar.
Oh my goodness. So there's me too, where we're handling what, I said we're, like I've got no story to tell, but me too, where what, workplace rape culture is being handled in the public square.
Kind of.
White people that are victims of anti-black racism. I too.
I also.
And they gotta capitalize the I like Apple does. They capitalize the I and then make the T lowercase.
I too. Mm-hmm.
Was called a slur. Alright, I think that's one of my favorite screenshots from Twitter on the White on White Crime page. They called me Mayonnaise Boy.
Oh my God, that was a great series of tweets.
No shit.
All right, so they're going to suspend that teacher for 10 days. So in 10 days, he's going to unlearn all the racism that made it think it was okay to call black people niggers and tell white people that interracial dating is bad. Is that like a program? Is it like 12 steps? You do a, like 10 steps because it's only 10 days? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
That's like what those fuckers with that Milo...
whatever the fuck his name is.
Yiannopoulos. What a ugly, goofy fucking name.
It's Greek.
It really matches his face.
It's Greek.
No, it's not.
It is.
It could be. I think it's more greasy. But, fucking... Yeah, it's like what they were trying to do with his book, where it's like, no, yeah, be racist, just not so blatant about it.
Right.
Yeah. This coming off the Washington Post by writer-journalist individual Amanda Erickson and Scooby-Doop-Doop. There was a... now, this person posted a picture on the Twitters after being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, this fucker, like, nice cut about the face. Below the eyebrow, off to the right of the right eye. Mm-hmm. And nice blood drippage going on there. And, wait, is it... Now, that... What you know how to read the Spaniard language.
Yes.
What's that say?
A un ataque racista en un bar de Madrid por poco me deja sin ojo. El racismo nunca nos vencerá. Amor, amor y amor. So, basically said, a racist woman attacked me at a bar in Madrid. And almost cost me my eye. You know, because she almost hit him in the eye. And he's like, but racism isn't gonna win. Love, love, love.
Oh, I mean, nigga.
The love isn't gonna...
Like I said, love, love, and love.
Yeah, amori, mori, amor.
No, Elton Prince or Marius McCann, whichever one's your name. You have both of them on your Twitter.
I do believe that Marius is his actual name, but he's like some sort of performer or actor, and Elton is the stage name, I think.
Oh. Oh. No, nigga. Ain't no love, love, or a dat-gum love. What we need to do is we need to get you around us, keep her in Europe, and then send all her brethren and sistren smooth the fuck back. Now, if you want to stay there, if you want to stay there and love, love, and love you some more white people, particularly very violent white women, stay, nigga. But we needs to be sending them home. Oh yeah, it says actor. Okay, actor Marius McCann posted on Twitter. McCann, who was born in Cameroon, like the first winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, Bibi Zahara Benet, born in Cameroon and is also known as Elton Prince, was referring to a Saturday assault in Madrid that left him bruised and bloodied. According to a Facebook post by McCann, the actor and his friends had stepped up to order coffee early Saturday when a couple approached them. Quote, I don't want black people in this place or in front of me. End quote from the woman, a 33-year-old individual reportedly said. McCann wrote that he tried to de-escalate the situation. You can't. They're white. They're white, nigga.
You can't de-escalate racism, my friend.
When white people have decided that they want to be violent, they shall. Quote, I will only be here for a this is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, I'll only be here for a moment. And then I was leaving. I don't have any interest in staying near you for long. Damn, end quote. Why you ain't say shit about love, love, and love then, nigga? Sound like you was damn near about to get your black on. But then after she bust you in your shit, that white woman put you in your place and you said, no, love, love, and love. I don't like this guy. I don't like that white woman either.
Yeah.
That's mostly because she's white. And you see, and more so than just this, it's like, because that's what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
They is be violent.
Yeah, I just don't like her because she goes around cracking black people in the face with bottles.
Every single white person is potential of doing that, though.
Oh, yeah.
The bloody lot of them. The woman then reportedly called him a black piece of shit when he asked her to calm down. And now here's, there is some white feminist popping up and saying, that's what he gets for telling a woman to calm down.
Right.
And I don't understand why you follow our content. You should know that we hate you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a white feminist who's, yeah.
And she began attacking. What up?
There might even be a few black feminists who would say that.
Whew.
You know who I'm talking about. Or the type I'm talking about.
Wakanda forever! Go fuck yourself.
Wakanda doesn't want your fake bougie ass, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. You realize, you know what they call you? The same thing. You're outsider, nigga. You are outsider.
But can we just, like, be honest and be that's, like, bougie niggas' way of calling black people niggers? They're like, you're outsider.
Outsiders, or what did somebody you read their post said? Like, booger booty face or some shit like that?
You know what?
And the funny thing is, the niggas being classist, right? Yeah. Talking some classist shit, but, like, you're talking about your neighbors. So how you talking some classist shit about people who can afford to live next to you?
Right. That's the real question.
That is awkwardo.
It is, a little bit. I thought I had saved it. Boogerites.
Boogerites. The boogerites who can afford to live by you. Alright, fine. I mean, y'all could get on some class shit together and fight the power, but instead, beef with your folks.
Yeah.
So she began attacking him with a glass bottle. She hit him twice in the head, McCann said, causing a cut and other injuries that required 7 Martha Fracken stitches. And her quote, of course, as we said, was, I'm white, I could kill you, and nothing will happen, end quote. The owners of the restaurant intervened and called the police fellers. When authorities arrived, they briefly detained the white woman, but released her after she gave a statement. The Spanish Immigration and Refugee Support Network has urged Madrid prosecutors to investigate the incident as a hate crime. Quote from McCann back to his Facebook post. Now I'm in my house and I look through these images. I do not feel any hate towards this woman. I want to say that I am not angry with her, and I don't know why. I am sad that she feels such hate, that she lives with hate. It saddens me that she does not enjoy life, that she doesn't have a small space in her heart to love. You coon, end quote.
What up? She is enjoying her life. She's cracking niggas in the face with bottles. She is loving her life. She probably went home and masturbated.
Yeah.
She probably
turns on that one song and then does her own lyrics. I don't fight. I don't argue. I just hit that nigger with a bottle.
She is quite literally in her mind living her best life because she fucked you up. Only one person walked away from this with stitches. Nigga, it wasn't her.
But she won't get convicted of a hate crime. Nigga, you could pursue and charge all the fuck you want. She will be right back on the streets with some moke bottles. And about 1 million people of African origin live in Spain, and many say racism is a near daily reality. Just near daily.
But it's an American problem.
Nah, but it's only near daily. It's only like near daily. Yeah, only every 26 hours. It's almost daily.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. End quote. Wait, did I just say, excuse me. What the fuck? I'm podcasting too much. in interviews conducted by the Spanish newspaper El País.
El País.
El País. Members of the black community in Spain reported being told such things as, quote, go back to your country. I don't rent apartments to people like you. If you shower, do you lose your color? Your cousins are monkeys.
You know, it's astounding for anti-blackness being an American fucking problem. It's weird. Really, really fucking weird how Europeans say the same exact racist shit. What? Go back to Africa. You're a monkey. What?
Like, if you shower, do you use your color? Like, fucking, if you shower, will you stop having to use awnings on buildings? Look that up for yourself. Look at the reason why awnings exist. Look, that's some shit that I think I first heard Bob Kincaid talk about on his radio show. And then I think, like, it kind of faded out of memory and I forgot. And then, like, it's like when I was first talking to Phoenix and we're just riffing. And she was like, you know that's why they have awnings. And I was like, what? Why? And then she put it back in my head again. Fuck it. You don't have to look it up for yourself, right? You can articulate it better than
me. All right. So the traditional, what's the word I'm looking for? Chivalry. Chivalry concept is when a man and woman are walking down the street as a couple. The man stands on the street side and the woman stands closest to the building, so that when back in the day they actually used to throw like literal shit and piss out of bowls, it would roll off the awning, and the idea was your gentleman would get the shit hit and you could remain safe and unshitted under the awning. That's why white people created awnings and buildings in Europe, so they could throw shit out of windows before indoor plumbing existed.
And in this good old patriarchy, because of that their benevolent sexism, you need to be having sex with them that night. Don't mind the shit smell.
Which is the thing, like, I wouldn't want to have sex with them because the reason someone threw shit out of them in the first place is because we don't have indoor plumbing, which means there's no shower.
Of course there's no shower. They don't want to lose their non-color. Look how pale they are already. You think they want to lose that?
They don't want to lose that. I think, like, really pale white people get freaked out sometimes when they get in the shower and, like, the water's hot and their skin turns red and they're like, I don't know if the white's coming back.
Dang, y'all motherfuckers lose any more color and you're going to get sunburned by the moonlight, nigga. You're going to die, nigga.
But yeah, that's why they have awnings. So,
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. So, you're fucking gross. Go home. All right.
Time.
Let's see. Where am I going with this? All right.
They're going to get sunburned by the moonlight.
Whew. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. They're going to get sunburned by looking too hard at the North Star at night. All right. Fucking. This is a. All right, that's quite a face. Okay, doobie doo scooby. DA, which is, I'm pretty sure, district attorney. Going into the article. 54-year-old individual, white woman, who authorities says repeatedly shouted the N-word at some neighborhood children, faces a possible jail sentence, but not for her hateful words. Going into Oregon here. It's not a crime in and of itself to call someone a nigger. In this case, the racial slur was directed at two African-Americanized boys, ages 4 and 11 years old, playing in the courtyard of the Southeast Portland apartment complex they shared with defendant Brenda May Glenn. Brenda May. That's a racist name.
It is. But see, now we're back to it. Y'all hate niggas so much, why you live by us?
Like,
you don't want niggas around you, go to a different fucking, go to a coffee house we can't afford with your bougie ass.
Shit, going by your middle name, why did you leave Alabama? Like, if your middle name is May or Jean, somebody, there was some racism in the choosing of that
their
name.
There was some racism in the choosing of that name.
Yeah. Brenda May. But it's what Glenn did next that earned her convictions. Yeah, it's a conviction.
Oh, okay, so she got convinced that convicted but hasn't had the sentencing yet.
All right, during a one-day trial last month. Well, that was, damn, how racist was it that Miss May Miss Brenda May actually got convicted because black children are not a protected class. When the children's mother told Glenn that her hateful speech needed to stop, Glenn struck her on the head with a fucking beer bottle. All right, white women 2018. The year of the bottle.
Bitches get shit done. And apparently, shit done means cracking Negroes in the face with bottles.
She don't fight. She don't argue. She just hit that nigger with a bottle. The mother, Tierra Dizer, suffered a goose egg-sized bump to the motherfucking forehead. According to the police fellers who arrived on the scene, Dizer's four-year-old son was standing nearby, saw the outburst, and began to cry.
Aw, poor baby.
Oh yeah, he's, damn, that's gonna be a clear memory in his head, and it's not gonna go away.
It's not gonna go away, but it will at least create, hopefully, a certain sense of situational awareness as he ages up.
And he won't say things like, love, love, and love. All right. So white woman may have inadvertently created an anti-coon. The Multnomah County Circuit Judge Jerry Hudson found Glenn guilty of fourth degree assault. Why are there 4 degrees?
I think it's based on whether or not it's premeditated. If you use something like a weapon and what kind of weapon you use, it's all...
premeditated. So, I mean, and premeditated, that just means I thought about it first.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn how short of amount of time you had to think about it. She thought about it. Like, she had to fucking... was she already holding it? Probably. And it's not like the fucking bottle went fucking, Japanese cartoon fast to her face. Mm-hmm. Right? She had to fucking cock that motherfucker back and swing it hard enough to land a hit that would cause a goose egg sized lump.
Yeah.
All right. And also for a glass bottle to cause that much, that had to be a heavy fucking bottle. Like, she had to be drinking a fucking 40 or some shit.
Maybe. But then I also wonder, like, if anything else happened. She had the goose egg, the mother had the goose egg on her head, but she's lucky she didn't get a fucking concussion or something. Really?
Yeah. Well, white women are dangerous. I mean, hell, they'll rub your toothbrush on their nether regions.
Oh, God.
Yeah. White women will hit you with a fucking bottle and cut you up. White women are fucking dangerous. Hell, what was one of the first Becky Lives Matter stories? White woman in Los Angeles beat the fucking shit out of an Asian woman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember that one. And, you know, that's the thing that astounds me with, like, white feminists or, like, the white SJWs, you know, however you want to call it. Because they'll be like, well, we're not as bad as men because we suffer under patriarchy. And it's like, but y'all doing this. Like, y'all fucking... will recruit for the Klan. You will hit niggas in the face with beer bottles. You will lie on somebody and get them lynched. Like, yeah, you are. You know, like, own that shit. Don't just, you know, oh, patriarchy. Yeah, patriarchy, but also how you fucking contribute to it.
They came, they saw, we died.
Who?
White women. Tend to be
vote
very
blue,
bad.
No matter who.
I did. I got Snoop Dogg's album. I got Brother Lynch's album.
Mm-hmm.
I got Slim Loke One. Mm-hmm. I listened to that nigga Blue Rag. I have Nationwide Rip Riders and NOTS. I got a whole lot of Crip Hop. So I did vote blue no matter who.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to it, Father Mucker. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, okay, sure.
That's the real Blue Lives Matter.
Real.
You damn right.
Real. All right, fine.
Yeah. The encounter unfolded on a mild summer afternoon. Damn, wait, what's the date stamp on this? Oh, so this is just the up. Oh, she did that shit some time ago.
Yeah, because she just got convicted this week. Or last week.
Damn, nigga, it takes almost 2 years to convince someone that a white woman could be dangerfied, which makes them even more dangerous.
Mm.
Alright, so the encounter unfolded on a mild summer afternoon, September 18th, 2016. I didn't even have the job at the factory yet.
Hmm.
The neighbors reported seeing Brenda May drinking and hearing her yell the N-word and bastards at the children, police and prosecutors said. Damn, Ola Mae Keys, a 68-year-old African American neighbor, called the police fellers to the complex near the Southeast 87th Street Avenue and Foster Road, and the police warned Glenn, who is listed in court papers as a Native American.
Hmm.
Hmm. Oh, so you know what? She should be innocent because that black woman just had settler privilege, is all that was. As a Native American, that she needed to back off or she could be headed for trouble. More than an hour later, Brenda May was still at it, according to the prosecution. Keys and the children's mother, Dizer, confronted her. They were all up. This is a quote from the deputy district attorney, Nicole Herman. She said, they were all upset and using foul language, end quote. And, but Herman says, that Glenn was the only one to attack. So she still had to say, both sides were doing it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Herman. Keys testified that Glenn shoved her, scratching her in the process. Keys also testified that Glenn swung a reusable shopping bag with a beer bottle inside Dawser's head.
That's how she got that heat on it.
So that's premeditated like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So she knew that she could get an even faster, harder swing. Very aware of her weapon. Damn, so it must have been full of liquid.
Probably.
Shit. Prosecutors thought the attack was racially motivated, and really? It could have been all that niggering that she was talking. Maybe. But then again, it's not racist because she is being Native American.
She's a very light-skinned Native, I will say that.
And that, she's a one-fifth Cherokee. Fuck out of here. Or whatever, though. I just assume that. Because if you live on the East Coast, I swear to fuck every white person you meet, I'm part Cherokee. No, you're not.
They mean Generic-y.
No, Generic-y. That's nice. That's nice. Mm. Stop naming yourself after your fucking first Jeep.
Okay.
All right. So the prosecutor said it was racially motivated. They pursued two counts of second degree intimidation for Glenn's attack on the two women. That's a hate crime under state law. But defense attorney Brad Kalbaugh, who, and this is why people hate lawyers, what's he going to say? He argued that there was no evidence that Glenn directed racially charged language at the adults. There was testimony only that she said things to the children. So if I call that one a nigger and I hit you, even though you are also a nigger, I didn't call you a nigger, so it wasn't racified.
And the mother of said nigger.
That's the thing. That's how fast, like, see, when people are talking about, like, white women evolving, mm-hmm. when people are talking about white women evolving, particularly, you can pick any candidate you'd like as an example, that's how fast it can happen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, called the kid a nigger, mm-hmm. saw the light, became post-racial,
mm-hmm.
and then just basically had a non-racial fight, fair fight with another adult.
Yeah, fair fight with a beer bottle with an unarmed opponent. And your beer bottle was hidden, so your opponent didn't know it was coming.
She was black. She should have used her fast twitch muscle.
Goddamn fast twitch muscles.
Woo! Fucking da-da-da-da-ba-da. All right, so, but the judge found Glenn not guilty of two counts and only guilty of one. Hudson also dismissed a charge of attempted fourth-degree assault after Kalbaugh argued that Glenn hadn't intentionally scratched Keys with her shove.
Whoa.
Did not intentionally... You put your hands on me, whatever your hand did was intentional.
Wait, hold on. So she missed the hate crime charge... because she didn't call the mother a nigger, but called the kids a nigger.
Black children are not a protected class.
And the only reason she got the assault charge is because there was physical evidence, basically.
And also, I mean, considering where they probably live, an apartment complex in Portland, mm-hmm. you know, they're probably lower class, blue collar mm-hmm. folks, and they're outsiders. They're mm. niggers and they're outsiders.
Wow.
Wakanda forever. The prosecutor said she planned to seek jail time for Glenn for the assault and disorderly conduct convictions. But Glenn didn't show up to her sentencing hearing February 22nd.
What the fuck? How did...
Brenda May, she was having a mint julep, Miss Ma'am. All right, you know how close they are to Washington State? She can go get a mint julep reefer doobie. Like, that's probably the name of a doobie. But Glenda May did leave a voicemail with the judge's staff explaining that she needed a week to get her affairs in order before sentencing. The judge put a warrant out for Glenda May's arrest, and nearly 2 weeks later, she was still wanted. Glenn no longer lives in the apartment complex. Nigga, she dipped.
Wow.
So white women call black children niggers, beat the living shit out of black women with bottles, and leave goose egg sized lumps on their heads, get dismissed on the fucking hate crime charges, and are active fugitives. Really, that's the end of the article.
Yeah.
She's an active fugitive.
Wow.
Right now. So right now, there is a dangerous white woman on the loose, but because of benevolent sexism on one end, and then essentially fucking asshole white feminism on the other end, no one will assume so. That she is a fucking dangerous animal.
Wow.
Welcome okay. to it.
That's fun.
Back to white men.
Whew.
What?
Just the headline, man.
What? Ain't no headline. We're on Fox 5.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. This is fun.
Tom, a Hall County man is in jail and under investigation for a bizarre act of cruelty to children. Deputies say Sean Robert Smith bit two young children. A 7-year-old girl had large visible marks and swelling on her shoulder. A 5-year-old boy was bruised on the face. Deputies arrested Smith on Monday. He's now charged with 2 counts of first-degree cruelty to children.
Let's go by.
What the hell?
How you found this? You basically started Googling.
All right. So what I typically do is look for weird news or states news and things like that. And I was like, what if I put everything together? It's white on white crime Wednesday. So I literally just started Googling like Georgia white man arrested. And this is what came up. And then, of course, they have like the news function tab. So it's the most recent stories. This is like in the top 5.
Like,
white Georgia man arrested. This what you get.
Now I didn't hear it. Now I need to look for some specifics here, because it's just saying man and 2 children,
like a 7-year-old.
Yes. On February 12th, 34-year-old Sean Robert Smith pulled the arm of 7-year-old girl and bit her on the shoulder. They say the bite left swelling and large visible marks. Yes. Oh, fuck, that's the whole... So, yeah.
They didn't even say why or what's going on. Just he's running around biting kids.
Yeah, like, it doesn't say family members or, like, his significant of was babysitting. Nothing. So, there's a white woman on the loose armed with a bottle and a white man on the loose armed to the teeth, if you will.
Yes.
It really, really, really put the stank on that phrasing. Armed to the teeth.
I know.
You know, when particularly cisgender white men like shave off all their facial hair, it really accentuates the no lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he looks like a bad like Jim Henson sketch.
Yeah.
Like this could be a puppet. Like he looks like a puppet someone is coming up with. And he has a bit of an alt-right haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Robert Smith.
He lived in a home with the children.
See, what is that? Like, so not family, stepfather? What the
Probably stepfather, because they say when police showed up, the mother was present.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And then the fucking statement from the police spokesperson. I don't know motive. He was obviously very angry. What the fuck?
Well, go find out.
Ask him. Maybe you could ask him. Or ask the kids, did this weird man say something before he bit you? Like, were you playing Pennywise? What the fuck happened?
God damn it, my job, I modified a conveyor belt and I had to say more about that. No one got bit in the face? Let's keep my... He bit the boy in the fucking face.
And he was in treatment for something.
Oh, some sort of outpatient or something.
I don't know. They don't say.
Yeah, like, right now, Phoenix Kalita is going to multiple news outlets trying to figure out what the fuck is going on with this white man.
I think extra astounding because...
That's like, the same outlet.
Damn it.
Fox 5.
Which I think is extra astounding because you... like, it's like they don't want to tell on you. You know, when you do something bad and you're a white person, like, oh, he was... in treatment for something. Yeah, he was in the house with the kids and he just bit them. He was angry. I don't really know what happened.
Severe lack of melanin.
Like, what?
Or maybe he's just homesick for Europe. Go home.
Go home.
I'm gonna be saying that, like, it's gonna be a while before we reach an episode where I don't say that once or twice.
Yeah, well, I mean... I think it's justified, though, because a lot of white people keep doing shit. And this is the thing, right, is it's not even that most white people are, like, maliciously violent. I do genuinely believe it's a minority of white people, but the majority of white people never say shit about it and don't do it. Like, y'all still fucking, yeah, I know she's racist and she cracked him in the head with a bottle, but, you know, it'll just cause too much tension if I don't invite her over for Thanksgiving dinner. Like, stop co-signing this shit, people.
Yeah, and my thought is, maybe it's kind of a thought broken into, is a little different from Phoenix Cleaver's, right? You said, it's a minority of them that are violent. Mm-hmm. I think,
Well, a minority that are,
That got caught.
Well, I think it's a minority that are, like, actively violent or intentional, because I think there's a level of violence to knowing what's going on and being, and not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
Like, there is, like, passive violence. You know, like, the majority of them are doing that. But, like, the actual, like, I'm willing to take the bottle and crack someone in the face with it. I don't think that's most of them.
Yeah, or, I mean, they may have just done it once or twice and they just don't do that anymore. But I think that that makes them still a violent animal monkey, right? Oh. Like, if you're a white man and you're, like, 45, and you only just used to beat up and bully niggers in high school, and now you're just kind of, you know, you're over it. You vote Democrat now.
Yeah.
You're a good guy, you know. And they just passed a good anti-sex trafficking bill that works pretty well. You think that's a good bill. It's like, you're still a violent fucking animal.
Yeah.
Like, because of what you did, like, I am anti-forgiveness. Don't forgive, never forget, mm-hmm. ever. Do not ever fucking forgive or forget, all right? They did it once, they'll do it again, they're a fucking animal.
I think that's the thing, though, is, like, they don't... If you legitimately felt bad, you would at least try to make some sort of reparations. Like, you would at least go find the person and try to apologize. Or, you know, I don't know, see if they're okay or do something. Like, do you remember that story about that old-ass white man? And, like, his, like, dying wish, because he's, like, 127 years old now, was that, like... he could find the black maid he had when he was coming up because he lied on her and got her fired. And she was, like, a single black mother from an inner city with, like, six kids. And he, it was something like, his mom hired her as a housekeeper and would leave, I don't know, over $2, whatever the fuck the pay was in, like, 1930, because this is old shit. He'd, like, leave it on the, you know, the coffee table or whatever, and she would take her pay when she would leave. And one day he wanted something, or I think he broke his glasses and he didn't want to tell his parents, so he took her, the maid's money to buy himself new glasses. And then when the maid asked the mom, like, yo, where's my money? The mom got offended and was like, you already took it, you stole it, you lying, thieving Negro, and fired her. And now he's like, I feel so bad. I wish I could find out, you know, whatever happened to her. I'm like, first of all, it was like 50 fucking years ago. If you felt bad, you wouldn't have lied to your parents. You would have said, please hire her back. If you felt bad, you would have fucking looked for her when you were an adult. If you felt bad, you would have utilized Google when it was created. If you felt bad, and he was like this rich nigga, he was like a fucking doctor or something, you would have hired a private fucking detective. You didn't feel bad. You're just scared that you're gonna die and God's gonna be pissy with you. You don't actually feel bad, you asshole.
Oh, you want the last memory of you. Is that you're a benevolent white savior? Is that, that's the last memory you want to be out there of you? All right, keeping it consistent with the last story. A South Carolina man was accused of wanting to quote physically cannibalize end quote a child and to engage in sex acts with animals. Has been freed from jail on bond.
Sure, why not?
All right, so we got a biter, a fighter, and a I got no rhyme for this one. I got nothing. A biter, a fighter, and a nigga as bad as Governor Snyder. Fuck with me. So according what up?
A beater, an eater, and a teether.
A beater, eater, and a teether?
Yeah, make it work.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You can force it. What up?
Oh no, I'm just like bracing myself for this story. This is going nowhere good. I'm just trying to get ready.
What are you talking about? Look on the bright side of your life. Always look at the brighter side of your life. That's my best fucking.
Actually, the brighter side is that most crimes are interracial, and he doesn't look like me.
Hmm. Yep. That's your folks, white people. I'm telling you, white people need to kill more white people. I mean, you're doing a decent job as is, but like, kick it up a notch. Like, especially white leftists. Yo, white leftists, you kill enough other white people and right wingers, you fucking dismantle the system that would put you in prison for doing it.
That's true.
Eh?
That's true.
Eh? And then you're just going to be in a society with black people that know what you did and why you did it, and we might actually have a kumbaya.
Right?
Nigga. So get out there and get to work. All right. This is a good podcast. It's very uplifting. According to arrest warrants, Justin Teeter Bensing, it was going to happen. A name that just irritates me was gonna happen. That's a thing on this show. Justin Teeter. Who named him T-E-E-T-E-R? That's actually his middle name. When he was born, somebody in that room said, call him Teeter. Teeter.
Maybe he has two last names. I mean, they're not hyphenated, but maybe.
Nigga said, maybe they has two last names. There are no indicators of there being two last names, but I want to live in a better world.
I don't want to live in a world where someone named Teeter is trying to eat children. That is not the world I want to live in.
Oh, wait. Actually, and that makes it so you don't have to do the teether thing now, because it's a beater, a feeder, and a teeter. God damn. So, Jay Teeter of Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach. I think that's in Florida.
South Carolina? It's right by the border, though.
Word. Okay, so, Jay Teets of, Myrtle Beach had, desires to turn on a child into a full-time baby maker and sex slave.
What the fuck?
And make his intended victim drink her own urine.
Oh my god.
Authorities also said he expressed passions for cannibalism and bestiality.
What the fuck?
This is a quote from Sheriff William Lewis. He said, depravity doesn't even begin to describe this. End quote. It's from a news conference announcing the arrest last month. Jay Teeter, a 36-year-old individual, was released from jail last month. Why not? after posting a $20,000 bond, according to court records. He was arrested in Greenville County in early February on charges of criminal solicitation of a minor. Now, this criminal solicitation of a minor, I wonder if he was in a thread in social media talking about what clients are good and bad. Because this is human sex trafficking, human rape trafficking. So that bill that's passing through, that's going to stop shit like this, right?
No, actually, the bill that's passing through is going to stop sex workers from saying, hey, you should know this name and number and email and physical address and car, make, model, and license plate. Stay the fuck away if you want to live.
All right.
I'm still stuck on the fact that he's out, which means they gave him the option to bond out. So he was arrested for soliciting a child and said he wants to kidnap and rape a child. So he literally got arrested for the crime he intended to commit. Like, we know what the next step was going to be, right? It was going to be lock her in the basement and rape her. And, but you know.
While a sex worker is in prison where male guards are allowed to work there. Now, Jay Teeter is accused of soliciting an undercover officer he thought was a child. Also, it was kind of like Chris Hansen sort of business.
Yeah.
All right, Fox Carolina reported investigators and said that Jay Teeter used the alias Rebel D's. Fine.
Okay.
Online. According to a news outlet called The State, investigators charged 14 child predators, 2 human traffickers, 10 prostitutes, and 17 Johns in the 2-week-long child sex trafficking sting.
Peep what happened, though, here.
What up?
So, 14 child predators, 2 traffickers, 10 sex workers, and 17 Johns. So, 17 Johns is not child predators, right? Because they would be labeled child predators if they were. So that's 17 people who are seeking services of adult sex workers.
Yeah.
And 10 sex workers. But you know what number is missing?
What up?
This is a child sex trafficking sting. How many children did they recover?
They got 2 human traffickers.
How many children did they recover? They found 14 people who wanted to rape kids. They found 2 people who were traffickers, but they don't say if they were trafficking children, sex workers, and clients seeking adult services from adults.
You said how many children did they recover?
Yeah.
So, you have to go by, like, how many people were working the case, and if they have children, because then they went home, and their children weren't tucked in right in bed, so they recovered them. So they went home and they recovered their children that weren't covered properly with their blankies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and honestly, for listeners, this is something that you really need to consider when you get into this fucking, like, sex trafficking, like, it's puritanical, like, right-wing Christian ideology bullshit a lot of times, occasionally swarfy too. But you need to look at the actual numbers. Like, oh, we had this really successful sting and we're going to get the traffickers. Look at how many victims are actually recovered versus people that just end up in prison.
They got 2 human traffickers.
Okay, but what about the people they were trafficking? You can't be a trafficker if you're not trafficking someone, so who were they trafficking?
People that were trafficking? You have to look at the red light cameras, whoever they were just kind of driving by in traffic
driving
on
by
their
the
way.
Traffic.
Yeah, to the grocery store to get some banana bread or something.
Although, fun fact, the 10 prostitutes that were arrested could have been the trafficking victims, because you are legally allowed to arrest people and charge them, even if they've been traffic victims, because that's awesome.
And then put them in a prison where male guards are allowed to work there. And they called it Operation Millstone, which is rooted in the New Testament book of Matthew.
The fuck did I just say? Puritanical right-wing Christian bullshit.
bullshit. This is a quote. Continuing a quote.
Verse, yeah.
Oh, well, fuck that then. So skip that quote. Not needed. Court records listed no attorney for Jay Teeter, and no further appearances have been scheduled. Right?
Maybe we should schedule those. Maybe he wants to rape and eat children. We should maybe schedule court appearances.
According to state police, Justin Teeter Bensing had no prior arrest record in South Carolina. See, that's the thing. All white people could be potentially doing this, mm-hmm. just ain't been caught yet.
And also, they noted South Carolina, like Michigan,
Mississippi.
There's 49 other states, nigga, and there's a lot of countries around the world.
Yep, that's like a white-on-white crime story back when we like first started doing white-on-white crime segments, mm-hmm. where like a white man, like, he got arrested for trying to bomb a Walmart because they weren't selling Confederate flags anymore. Mm-hmm. And then when you look back in his past, he had, like, bombed another Walmart for, like, some other reason. Yeah. Like, he just goes around bombing Walmarts. Yeah. Like, that's just his thing. The article's almost over. Reached at his home in Myrtle Beach, Justin Teeter Bensing's father... Can I reach him and ask him why he named him that? All right, Bensing's father said Tuesday that his son wasn't available and allegations that he had wanted to eat a child were not true. He said, the only thing I have to say on Justin's behalf is that any charges of cannibalism are not correct.
Oh, but he ain't say nothing about the wanting to rape little kids, though.
Well, he...
Oh, I know. What the fuck was that? Red-blooded Americans.
Oh, shit. That's right. He's a red-blooded American man. We don't know if those kids were gymnasts or not. Right? According to, I forget the guy's name.
His name, too.
Yeah, the sackcloth and ashes guy. Because we barely cover, because the right-wing watch stories, like, they're mostly just, white Christians and homophobes, which tend to be the same people.
Yeah.
And it's just, it gets repetitive, and I only cover them if, like, their voice delivery accentuation is funny.
Which makes me sad that they do that, because that's really, at this point, just clickbait of, like, oh, look what this creepy Christian is doing. But then it's also, like, don't just laugh at the soundbite. Maybe, like... Are they running for a political office? Do they donate to a candidate? Are they around other people's children? Like, if this is a preacher talking about this kind of shit, like, how many members of his parish have, like, domestic violence charges for beating the tar out of their kids? Like, can we do more than the soundbite, please?
Yeah, and Right Wing Watch makes money. And if they, like, that idea you just said, like, actually, like, say we're fundraising for some real investigative journalism, shit, put up the price of a plane ticket to go to that church, mm-hmm. and, like, and pretend to be a new member of that church for a month and investigate and really put out a serious expose-ass motherfucking article.
Yeah, because I know there was one preacher was talking about if your son has a limp wrist, you gotta smack him or some shit.
Man, that's an old school one.
Right,
I remember,
like,
that one.
But I'm like, I was thinking, like, but now how many people in his congregation actually go home and beat their kids? Or how many of them have been caught beating their kids? How many times has DCF or Child Protective Services been called because these kids show up with bruises? Or how many times has nothing happened because they all go to the same goddamn church?
Yeah, and it'd be basically an undercover journalistic sting operation, if you will. You can call it Operation Lefty Pop.
Shit.
Naga. All right. And that is the end of that one. And that a lot of that information was gathered by the Associated Press and reposted by FoxNews.com.
Yeah, which I gotta say, a lot of people, you know, are like, Fox News is fake news, it's fake news. That's more of the TV and pundits. If you go to, like, the actual, like, local Fox News outlets, they tend to have accurate coverage.
All right, and then just little racist white woman audio. This is from that Facebook video that we mentioned earlier, and is posted by Tony Cow. And so basically, like, this racist white woman was being a normal white woman at these Asian folks in Long Beach, California, and then she was not particularly a fan of when they started to record it to document it, because white women, they know, like, they don't want to lose the benevolent sexism of people from other races, right? Like, they get their benevolent sexism from their white men, who they raise from being their white sons to be like that.
Yeah.
And but they don't want to lose it from other folks. Like, they like that niggers have Mayo fever, right? Yeah. Like, they like that other races hold them up. So she got pissed when the camera went on. All right, hold on. Let me get the It starts out on mute.
On photo. I want to understand why.
There you go. All right. Here we go.
I want to understand why. Good luck with that, my friend.
And then all these people that... Oh, you're going to take my photo now. Wow. You're disgusting.
Right, so she pulls it out. Racist white woman, normal white woman says, oh, you're going to take my photo now. Disgusting. Go hide under your awning. All right, so she says, disgusting. And then she starts walking away. But they do get some... Because I guess they probably have a pretty darn good cellular telephone. So there are still shots of her face. So if you're in Long Beach, California, and you see her, know that she may have a beer bottle at any given time.
Oh, you're disgusting.
It's not a photo. I want to understand why.
Not when your wife is photographing.
I want to...
See?
Oh, dishonest as fuck.
Sure, dishonest? You sure? Because I was about to say that is inadvertently, like, that was a Joydian slip. Because he said, I want to understand why, but he said, not while your wife is photographing.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say it, but not on camera.
Oh, no, I think that's dishonest all around, because she's never going to say it. She's never going to, because I'm racist, I'm a white supremacist, she's not going to fucking say that. I mean, she might pretend to have a conversation with you if you put the camera down, but she's never just going to be like, I'm racist, fuck you.
There was one in Spain that did it.
But she didn't say I'm racist, she said I don't like black people.
She said I'm white and I can kill you and nothing will happen. You don't actually have to say the verbatim I'm racist to communicate that you're racist than a feather mucker.
But if you actually say I'm racist, white people can't defend you. That's why they don't actually, like, they will say everything but I'm racist. They say, I just don't like black people. I could kill you and nothing will happen. I don't like your kind. Go back to you. But they will never just be, I'm fucking racist.
Do it like Rick Santorum. Say blah people.
Didn't he say...
Yeah, he said blah people.
Who was the one who's like, this is what the knit,
Oh, fuck, man, I forgot.
Was that Romney?
Goddamn, there's so many of them, man. Modern day Republicans are so not media trained.
Well, you can't, they're not ready for the literally everything is recorded era.
I know, like, and one of the most significant ones was Hillary Fraudum Clinton.
Whew.
All right, it's like it continues. So a racist normal white woman is walking away.
I want you to tell everybody why you told us to go back to our country.
You need to go back to your home country.
And what does that mean?
Have your wife turn her phone off.
It's unbelievable.
Tell you, she's saying to have your wife turn her phone off and I'll tell you.
She's not going to tell him. She's just going to do... You just need to leave. This is our place.
Nah, she's going to say some shit that she heard on Alex Jones.
She might.
Yeah. Remember when that nigga Jeb
Bush...
But of course,
Alex Jones isn't racist, remember?
Alex Jones?
Yeah, Alex Jones says he's not racist all the time.
Oh, he's not racist. He had that colored woman working down there at the InfoWars offices.
The coon one?
Yep. I mean, every black person that associates with Jones is a coon. All right? Like, even if you're the mail carrier and you look on the and it says Alex Jones, either I get a new route or I get a new job. I'm not associating with Jones. I think she would. I think she would say something more fucking blatant with the camera off. Because that's why they turned it on. She was saying something blatant.
I thought she was just saying, go back to your country.
We don't know. You know what? I mean, it's on a Facebook post, so I mean, maybe he elaborates in a thread. Let's see. There's some more.
At this time and stage, well, we're born and raised in the United States, and you told me to go back to our country?
I never voted for you.
I never voted for you.
What does that mean? Oh, actually, no, I know what that means.
It just means I voted McPublican. And then they, there's a little additional video clip added on here. A little bit more. Let's get the old
phone. You even live in...
You!
I'm surprised you even live in California or the state of California and the city of Long Beach. Everybody in Long Beach should hear what you have to say.
You know what? It's not safe because there's too many people.
Nigga, she is power walking her ass off away from them. Yeah. She is fucking moving, man.
Like you here.
Oh, like me? Like what? Huh? A young family raising our little girl in a town? Long Beach with bigots and racists like you?
No, you are making my nation, you are making my culture extinct.
Your culture? What is your culture?
I'm telling you, she'd say some more blatant shit off camera. You're making my, like, she reads some white genocide blogs. You're making my culture extinct.
Why isn't she pregnant then? Get to it. Hop to, white lady.
You're making my culture extinct. It's like, no, you fucking did that by a pro. I bet you do yoga. Go find your own way to do stretches. That's the thing. White people, you're making your own cultures extinct, right? And that's why white people culturally appropriate, because you know that everything you did and do sucks. You know that all your styles are fucking garbage. Like, everything you do is fucking whack. All your shit. They have the white people with the wooden shoes. Oh,
gotcha.
Like, yeah, like, all their fucking styles are fucking garbage, man. Like, fucking, like, who's them niggas? Like, Samoans and all them niggas, Hawaiians and shit, were like, cis hetero masculine males. They got the thing that they wrap around their waist, like a skirt dress deal.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is fly, nigga. But, nigga, a kilt? Kilts are fucking hideous. Kilts are it's an extended scarf. It's a wraparound scarf. Kilts are ugly.
They're made for utilitarian purposes.
Ew. Phoenix is listening to the kittens.
They sound adorable.
Is that a legitimate meow or is it a squeal?
I think it's called a mule.
A
right?
Mule?
Right, M-E-W-L. I don't even know how to say that properly.
I've never heard the word before.
I had never heard it either. Read it a lot, though.
Oh, you've been reading about cats more.
Oh, no, that's that one goes back a long time.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm all just right. A nerd. I read a lot.
Okay, but yeah, man, white people, like, they got nothing. Like, look at us dance, and then, I mean, the river dance is interesting.
Yeah.
It's very fast.
Yeah.
That shit ain't fly. That shit ain't fly, nigga. None of their shit is dope.
I just don't know how you can dance without moving your arms.
They're fucked up, man. They're fucked up. That's how...
No, I think, like, the thing, though, about, like, the white culture, it's like, y'all don't even... Like, white culture is such a dishonest term, right? It's like, it's not the fucking... Russian culture isn't the fucking same as, like, some... fucking backwoods bayou niggas from Louisiana. You know, it's not the fucking same as whatever the fuck they're doing in England right now, which isn't the same as what they're doing in Italy right now, which isn't what they're doing in Croatia right now, which isn't what the fuck the Kennedy family is doing in New England right now.
Yeah, maybe if you drill down to it, what they see is their culture is domination.
Yeah.
And if we're not dominating, we don't have what our true culture is.
If we can't kill freely, dominate, enslave, rape, and torture, then...
We don't have our culture anymore.
We don't have our culture anymore.
And that's the real white culture.
Because, I mean, like, there's things that I think are, like, legitimately interesting about European cultures. Yeah, I know you don't. Like, I know. I want to see the Sistine Chapel. I do. Or, like, you know... At least interesting to be like, oh, that's your thing. That's the food you eat or that's your music. Like, they have their own specific things, but then it comes down to whiteness. See, that's that difference between whiteness and white people, right? We talk about white as a social construct. This is exactly the kind of shit they made it into just, it's about race and dominating other people. Fuck, you know, Belgium chocolate. Fuck French cooking, you know, fuck whatever dance they're doing in Italy. It has to be about the whiteness hurting other people. Like, y'all don't even fucking like European culture. Y'all don't like white American culture. Y'all don't like your own fucking culture. That's why you turned it into this fucking melting pot of whiteness and death.
And then the cold game is, she just likes being identified with the dominators, because she's just some fuckface walking down the street in a neighborhood that looks like it's mostly apartment complexes. So yeah. You're just a two-bedroom renter. You're fucking nobody. Like, you're not the fucking dominator. But you just like being racially associated with it, so you can call it your culture. It's basically like fucking when a football team wins and you say, "We won." Nigga, where your check? Where the fuck? You didn't get a check for that. Where your trophy? Where your Super Bowl ring? You ain't win shit. Go to your fucking apartment.
Well, of course, you know, it's the Asians and the Negroes and the Hispanics holding her back. If it wasn't for us, she'd be on a fucking brain surgeon or something.
But she's too busy walking around harassing motherfuckers. Now, if you weren't being so harassable, I would have more time to further my life. But you're just out here just being all Asian and shit.
Yes.
Just, and typical of Asians, you got a camera.
Yeah.
Always with the cameras. Did you build that iPhone yourself, Asian? Like, pretty sure that's what the fuck is going on in a motherfucker's head. I mean, we hit enough of those fucking stories. Ooh. Hey, we did a fucking decent job hitting those motherfuckers.
The racism is fucking real.
All right, it's the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William. Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. We see you niggas over there hitting up the PayPal. You father muckers are the schniz.
Yes.
People over there at the Patreon. And remember, this PayPal debit card in my pocket. When we move, and then Phoenix Kalita's doing this full time, that's going into her pocket, and you are her employers, and that's her direct deposit check for her doing her content creator job. Phoenix Kalita, the original uppity negress, not all these multitudes of other people that have really nice microphones. Hey, what are you gonna do?
And really great Twitter threads.
Whack ass niggas. I pulled up the soundboard because I thought it might be on a funny clip I felt like playing, but fuck it. Oh. Fuck it. Alright.
I need to put some Cypress Hill on the soundboard.
Like, songs?
It's like a break in a song where he's talking.
What, Be Real?
Sure.
High pitched voice.
I don't think any of them sound that high-pitched. I don't know.
You don't think B-Real's voice is high-pitched? No, I'm passing the missing, the hooter of the funky Buddha, a looter of your fucked-up styles to get wicked.
Is that his regular voice, though, or is that just a performance voice?
I think
is that
performance. Actually,
oh, okay.
Yeah, performance voice. To the core.
Yeah, but he was just talking about, like, I know some other nigga's gonna come out next year sounding like me.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, I want that clip.
Yep. Yeah, but you'll never be this program, right? Because, like, your shit might be black and liberal, but you're not black and leftist, right? Like, you might be black and you know the new dance or the thing, but you don't nigga that shit. You may be black and anti-white supremacy, but you haven't spent the last 2 years... like coherently laying out and attaching to a series of publicly published news articles why we need to kill a lot of them, and a great many of them need to go back to Europe. It says, yeah, you can't be like this.
Oh, well, you know, but they write think pieces and blog pieces and make Twitter threads and don't actually cover news. It's totally the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, Killmonger was right.